you will have the love that you crave.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. We're flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And you know, one of the biggest dreams that people have is to be in a loving, lasting, enjoyable relationship. And today I have my two co-miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches, Rachel Zink. Rachel, say hi to everybody.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
And Sheena Shah from India. And Sheena does our mentoring all over the world in India and that part of the globe.
Hi, high flyers.
So we're going to talk today a little bit about some of the things that you can do to attract that specific person back into your life. Look at if you've gone through a breakup, if you've gone through something that has been painful, I'm here to say that good news is on the way and that you can have the love that you crave. But Sheena, what do you feel most people lack when it comes to a breakup? Because they don't understand that they attracted the breakup. So what do they lack?
I think what they lack is that they believe that things will just magically get better. And they just hope and wish and pray, and they don't believe that it can actually happen. There are so many counterintentions and limiting beliefs saying that, oh, you know what, maybe I'm not good-looking enough, or maybe I'm not smart enough, or maybe I don't add enough value to his or her life. So basically what happens is they themselves don't think they're worthy. So how are you going to attract something that you don't believe you're worthy for?
Rachel, you and I have been working together for quite some time, and you and I both know that people oftentimes wait until they're on life support with their relationship. In other words, they don't call when it's just starting to crack or when they first break up, or even before they break up, when they're having trouble in their relationship. They call when the lawyers have served the divorce papers or the person has moved out and has already started a new life with someone else. They call at the last possible moment. Why do people do this, do you think?
Well, I think when a breakup happens, people don't recognize that as you fall in love, that ushy, gushy, mushy feeling of love takes you out of your regular habits. You know, you're doing different things, you're trying to impress the other person, you're showing the best side of yourself. So then you get married, all happy-go-lucky, and then 2 years later, you've come back into your own personal habits, each one of you, and you've stopped the activities that have pulled you out of those habits. So when you realize that your habits have to change in order to save your relationship, then you can take different action instead of the same old, well, he did this and she did that, and oh, this was left here in the house, and I can't believe you did that. You're focused on the little habits versus the feeling of love and the recognition of who the person is. You've stopped looking at who they are as a whole, and you've started looking at just their habits.
So I was actually recently watching an episode on Netflix of Grace and Frankie, and there was this guy and a girl who were dating. And the guy was like going with a woman to basically a place, and they were supposed to go for a Taylor Swift concert. And so the sister of the girl basically said, I can't believe you like Taylor Swift. And he's like, oh my God, I love them. And then eventually when the sisters were talking separately, the sister tells the other one, he does not like Taylor Swift. He's just doing this because you just started dating. So what happens is when we start dating someone, we want to put on our best, we want to put our best foot front. We want to appeal into that person. We want to be that person who you think they're going to find attractive. So what happens is you're not speaking your truth and you're being someone who you genuinely are not, and you cannot be that person for a long period of time. So what happens is suddenly 6 months into that relationship, you're like, I didn't know you were this way. And then you are suddenly in love with someone who you actually genuinely don't know. And that's where all the conflicts start.
So understand this, High Flyers. Love is a connection between two people and their subconscious minds. Their subconscious minds connect with each other. And what happens is that after a while, that connection begins to deteriorate because you move into habit mode. You don't move into deep feeling mode. You move into, well, we've got to do this. I was mentoring one couple. She says, I want more out of my relationship. For 14 years, they get together every Friday night. They have eaten the same pizza every Friday night. They watch a movie on Netflix every Friday night, and they have sex every Friday night. Now, after a while, you have completely disassociated your connection with that person. And like Rachel said, you were working on a habit-to-habit level, and if your habits aren't good, then things really get bad. So I believe that habits are important. Habits affect your thoughts, and your thoughts affect your habits. But ultimately, it comes down to your vibration. Are you vibrating in alignment? Are you sending out the right energy to attract the person back into your life to have them hungry for you?
And that's the key, is to be hungry for each other. And I think we sometimes fail to recognize that the hunger comes in cycles. And, you know, we expect something out of our lover, but we don't realize that they're in a cycle of either a business cycle or a personal thought cycle. If it's an anniversary of a lost loved one, and we don't recognize the effect of the seasons or the moon cycles on each other.
I basically believe that it is two people coming together and choosing each other every single day. So the whole point is you don't put, you know, get on the back seat and just assume that the person is going to just accept you for who you are, because there's some work that has to be done every single day. This is no longer in the, you know, the 1960s and 1970s where you're just like, okay, we are married and we constantly are going to spend the rest of our life together. Literally, our funeral is going to be the last time we're going to be together. But basically, today, because there are so many options and there are dating apps and there's all of that, there is a choice you make to be with that person through the good, the bad, the ugly. And that's where the vows come from. So you have to basically always look at the person as an investment into yourself and into your relationship.
So, Sheena, I agree with that, and I agree that Stephen Covey, the late, great Stephen Covey, said that love is a verb. It's something you do. It's a commitment, but it's also an action, and that's very, very important. Listen, ultimately, I believe anybody, now this is crazy now, but I'm going to say it. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Do I dare say it? I believe anybody who has gone through a breakup or is going through a divorce can save their relationship. What is our slogan? If there was love once, if you loved once,
you can love again.
You can love again.
And in a bigger, stronger, more amazing way.
Absolutely. Bigger, stronger, more. And sometimes two people can come back together like that. I mean, it's just crazy, like overnight. And other times it may take a while. Those of you who have heard the story of my Uncle Mac, it took him 17 years. Now, most people don't want to wait 17 years, do they? But that's the point is that his intention was focused on one person. Look it, you deserve the love that you crave, and you know who you love. You know that it's important to you. But every moment you wait, every day you wait, it becomes the new relationship, the broken relationship, becomes cemented. And once it's cemented, it becomes more of a challenge. Nothing is impossible for the universe. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for the law of attraction. But it becomes more of a challenge. It takes more more energy on your part. So visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And you'll either be working with Sheena, if you live in India and certain parts of the world, Australia perhaps, or you'll be working with Rachel, or you'll be working with me, or you'll be working with me and Rachel. Either way. So one way or the other, we act as a team here at Law of Attraction Solutions. And so oftentimes you'll have more than one person helping you achieve your goals. You deserve this. Now, don't put it off. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. Always, always include a phone number. Always include your phone number because...
See, we like to talk to people. We like to hear the inflection in your voice. We like to be able to pull out what your subconscious counterintentions are. And that doesn't come across those crazy text messages or emojis. We need a phone number.
Absolutely. I believe that in 2020, right? Exciting year, isn't it? I believe that in 2020, we are going to help either directly through our mentoring and intervention or
through our energy work.
Or through our energy work or through our podcasts or our YouTube videos. I believe that we are going to save 10,000 loving relationships. Say yes.
Hell yes.
Yes.
And so visit us. There's a lot to read on the website. Be sure and check us out on YouTube, Law of Attraction Solutions. But most importantly, send us an email. Do that now. And let's get started, okay? lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. And always include that phone number. We love you. You have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.